In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, amen. Christ is born. Now, I have to admit that today's gospel reading, the one of Herod's mass murder of all the baby boys in Bethlehem and the surrounding region, is probably my least favorite, most difficult story to read from the Gospels. The terror, the inhumanity, the insane waste. As a teen and young adult, I found the passage disturbing. After having kids of our own, it became downright horrifying. And now with age behind me, our own children or not, that's almost secondary. Our shared humanity makes this nearly unbearable because of just how real it can be. As difficult as it is to read as a priest, it's even more difficult when a deacon serves and he reads the gospel, because when a deacon concludes the gospel reading, the priest blesses him, saying, "Peace be unto you who has proclaimed the good news." There's such an internal dissonance when we hear what Herod did to the babies and having to say, "Peace be unto you who has proclaimed the good news." There's a place in the heart that questions, how is that good news? But as disturbing as this story is, we have to deal with it. The fact is, this is reality. This is our world. And we need to understand its place in the gospel as a whole. Now, frankly, people don't like to talk about it. Did you ever notice there are Christmas carols that deal with every part of the Christmas narrative? Of course, the baby Jesus, Mary, Joseph, the star, the shepherds, the wise men, the donkey, the sheep. Every possible part of the narrative you can think of, except this part. I don't know of a single carol that talks about what Herod did, and if it is, it's not getting on the radio. I was driving around last week and passed a little store that had one of those little folding boards that you can slide letters into it, and it was kind of cute. They had a phrase, "Happy Birthday, Jesus," on the sign. I've seen that before. It's cute. It's sweet. It's kind of childlike, and maybe we do need some of that in this world. But my only concern with that phrase is it's so ordinary. And if the Savior's birth was not something, it was not ordinary. Christ's birth is a collision course between God and man, between light and dark, between sin and redemption, between hate and love, between truth and lies, between death and life itself. And Herod's massacre proves it. Now, Jesus has come to shine light in darkness. Jesus has come to take on the sins of the world. Jesus came that love will triumph over hate, that truth will replace lies, and that despair will be shown up by joy. And Herod proves that not everyone wants that. There are darker souls that despise light. And frankly, there are dark spaces in most everyone's soul, just little bits here and here that are quite invested in the status quo, broken as it may be. But Jesus comes to upend the status quo. His birth presents a choice between light and dark, a choice between love and hate. And in the face of his mysterious birth, choose we must. And Herod proves that it's an all-or-nothing choice in the end. It's quite telling the commemorations the church gives us in the days of the Nativity. Now, the first day of Christmas is the Nativity itself, the 25th, the feast. The second day of Christmas is rightfully given to honor the Most Blessed Virgin Mother. But then it gets kind of interesting if we observe carefully. The third day of Christmas is the Feast of Stephen, the first martyr. A man stoned to death by a mob who simply didn't like Stephen telling the story of Jesus. The fourth day of Christmas, the 28th, commemorates the 20,000 martyrs of Nicomedia. Now, who are these martyrs of Nicomedia? Emperor Maximian, inspired by Herod, went to the cathedral church on the Feast of the Nativity in the year 302 while liturgy was underway. This really happened. He announced that in order to leave the church, you had to renounce Christ and worship idols. That was the only way he was letting anybody out of that building. Not one person left. Not one person departed the church. And so Maximian had the church burned down on Christmas Day with everyone inside. That's who we celebrate on the 28th of December. The fifth day of Christmas today is the commemoration of the Holy Innocents, those baby boys slain by Herod in his insane attempt to destroy Jesus. Now, trust me, this isn't my choice. This is what the church gives us. The church gives us a very telling string of commemorations to celebrate the Nativity. And what these commemorations are telling us is that this is no ordinary birth. It's not giving this to us to depress us. It's giving us these commemorations that so that by Jesus coming into the world, we realize that his coming is a collision of light and dark. It's a collision of hate and love. It's a collision between sin and life. It's a collision that demands a choice. It's a birth that demands that you choose. I do not like reading the passage about Herod. I don't, and I never will. But it's part of the story. It's reality. It's the world we live in. Because of that reality, hate is part of the narrative. And still light comes. And still life wins. And still truth chases away lies. And still joy pushes away despair. And so maybe if Herod has a place in our story, maybe something childlike like Happy Birthday Jesus can have a place too. I don't know. But just don't ever think of this birth as ordinary. Amen.